Okay, so I have an idea for our cold open.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So basically, we kiss with eye contact. We're open eye kissing.
Okay.
And then that's it, actually.
All right. I think we're going to need a hook.
Tongue.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I can do a hook. I'll show you a hook.
Impressions. I am your host, Eric Anderson.
Boo!
They're picketing the show.
Yes, this is we've been blacklisted. Spotify is just like, yeah. Remove these episodes, please.
Pay your workers. Your workers.
I thought they would do it for fun. But
I don't have health insurance. I'm just a baby.
Start shaking that rattle.
Yeah.
So this is a special surprise episode. We got Mitchell back in the studio.
Or for the third time, if this ends up being funnier.
Yeah, this could be a swap in. This could be a snake eyes.
Yeah, it'll be like Inception. Like, who is this, the fourth or is it the third?
You know, we are prime Inception age, like fans. I feel like Inception. Yeah.
We thought it was like when it came out. Like, I remember everyone being like,
"It was our Forrest Gump."
Come watch this on my giant TV.
Yes,
that smokes when you start it up.
Mm-hmm. You also have to put on these glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna get zits, and you're gonna be sweating the whole time. But yeah. It's worth it.
Was he dreaming or was he not? First of all, do you think he was dreaming?
Yes, because the thing don't stop at the end, right? The top.
No, but it wobbles a little.
It wobbles, yeah.
It wobbles.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby.
you wake up something. Hey, that was my Bucky Barnes activation code. You know, like with a wobble. My sleeper agent.
But like, there's like one handler that knows that song, and like they're getting too close to like a club, and they're just like, oh my god.
Yeah, my metal arm gun just activated.
Getting too close to like a sweet 16 party, and there's like, get him out of here.
Yeah,
get Bucky out of here. Or get Mitch. Oh god, he's gonna go.
Did
rogue.
You introduce me yet, or did I interrupt?
Introduce. No, I said it's a special bonus.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the third of the trilogy.
I dedicate this episode to the love of my life, Eric's mom, and Curtis, of course.
they appreciate it so much because now it's just permanent. It's just etched in Spotify
it's
world.
It's a runner.
Yeah. Yep. I think that the trilogy series is just banger after banger.
I loved it.
Huge bangers.
I'm getting bricked up just thinking about it.
Natural banger. Damn it. we're back to huge.
Big naturals.
Natural bangers.
Big naturals. Oh, my God.
You can't let them go.
Yeah.
Got to hold them two hands.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
So I tried a different music for this episode. And you had said that it was like, oh, yeah, this is like a car commercial.
It's exactly like a car commercial.
Do you have a pitch for a car commercial?
Yeah.
What's the car?
Okay. like a Dodge Dually. You know, like a dually is? Like one of those trucks that have like two set of wheels in the back.
It's like a motorcycle.
I don't know why as
it's
a kid we were obsessed with Dualies, but we were. Like that's like the most Texas kid thing I could say. But we really were. But yeah.
It's got four wheels on the back.
So you do the guitar, and then I'll come in with
the...
Strap into a Dodge Dually. And watch your girls... Big natural flop in the wind.
Good God.
I've never seen a car commercial. I famously don't have a TV.
What's crazy is that I maybe those
my
they're
papa
kind of
never gave me one. I'm sorry.
You think car commercials are aged out? Because like people just don't watch those ads.
I guess they're in the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, so. And like they have like
because Will Arnett still is doing GMC.
Yeah, I feel like car commercials are like eternal. I feel like car commercials and perfume commercials are going to last forever.
Yeah.
It'll be roaches and car commercials after the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's just a lone TV.
This last can of Spam.
Yeah.
But watch this ad first.
Yeah. GM is still pushing car commercials. Yeah, it's like
four-wheel drive.
Yeah. You want a car that can survive the apocalypse?
You can fit seven kids in the back.
Yeah.
With room to spare.
Strap into the Toyota.
Toyota.
They changed it for copyright reasons.
We're Toyota now.
Yeah, they had to rebrand. Or is the Mandela effect? Was it always Toyota? And we're back to Inception.
Yeah. And we're back to Inception.
Yeah.
This whole podcast has just been a dream.
Yes.
Been a fever dream. That is kind of scary for me. It's like, oh my God.
Have you ever dreamed about me?
I have dreamt. I feel like I
start jerking off.
Oh my God.
Go on.
I feel like I... God. It's brutal.
It's a bonus episode. I can do whatever I want.
That's true.
You can put it behind a Patreon wall or something.
Oh my God. I do need to get my Patreon set up so people can contribute a dollar bill. I don't know what that was. Dreaming. I feel like every time I've dreamt about my friends, it's always been like we're under fire.
Like, you have like, war dreams?
Yeah, like I've never been in combat.
Have you Googled what that means?
No, but that's a good...
I'm going to do it right now.
I probably should.
War dream meaning?
It's always like one of us is getting shot up. There's cool music going on, screaming.
I just Googled what it means if you have war dreams.
Without being in combat, ever.
And it says you're gay.
Well, there it is, folks.
It just says Eric's gay. I don't know.
You just turn the monitor and it's just giant letters.
Yeah. It's just a gay porno of you. It's weird. It's crazy. Google has come so far. It's so smart.
Oh, man. Just it knows before you know, you know. Yeah. It's all about who you know, you know. That's what they always said.
That is what they always say.
Oh my God.
I don't feel like I have dreams about my friends so much as I have dreams about celebrities. I've told Brandon this. I have so many dreams about celebrities. My first sex dream was with a celebrity.
Guess who?
The celebrity.
Okay.
You get one guess.
I'm assuming probably adolescence.
No. I was a full grown adult.
Really?
I didn't have sex dreams when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not a pervert. I'm just kidding. But...
that makes one of us. Let's see. It's gotta be male. I'm assuming it's a male.
Mm-hmm.
Famous. I'm gonna go Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ew.
Some Doctor Strange up in the strange.
He is a lizard to me.
Yeah, he is
not only because he played Smaug. Jermaine. That's how you say it. That's how you say it. It is. I saw a whole TikTok. No, but I before
Rick that's how you say, that's how you say Jermaine.
Whoa.
it's like we got him it's like run that back. Cancel him.
Yeah,
he said chow mein and no, it sounded too close.
Yeah but no, my first sex stream as an adult.
All right,
this is gonna blow your mind.
Wait, hold on, we're going away from chow mein here.
Yeah,
to sex dream.
Sort of. No, I'm just kidding. No, we are.
we're covered in chow mein.
Yeah, I know. It was specifically Tina Fey in 30 Rock.
So it wasn't a guy.
No, it wasn't a guy. I was misleading you.
Oh.
I tricked you.
I mean, yeah, you were watching 30 Rock on just nonstop repeat.
I still am. Yeah. But yeah, it was like her and me and Tina Fey having shower sex in my dream. And I was like, take your glasses off.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then I woke up and I was like, and I think we're like fully clothed. Like it was.
That's a Tina Fey move.
I've never had a wet dream. It wasn't like I didn't. Have you ever had a wet dream? I feel like that's a myth.
I've never splodged.
Whoa.
In slumber.
Have you ever stayed at the Great Wolf Splodge?
It's a family joint.
Yeah.
Come on down to the Great Wolf Splodge. Come on, kids, find all the hidden splodge on the wall. Yeah. You get a Bluetooth wand and you hold it up to the wall and you find the clues and oh, there's a splodge.
Sponsored by John Mulaney.
Yeah. We're looking for a splodge.
I love how that was. You're like, oh, there's John Mulaney.
Yeah, John Mulaney looking for a splodge. I'm covered in it, head to toe.
But no, yeah, it was Tina Fey. I don't know why. It was probably because of 30 Rock.
Yeah, I mean,
that you're not hot, Tina Fey.
Yeah,
you're
my beautiful. God. I was back then. Yeah, Tina Fey was on the Rolodex for me for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Tina.
Go on. Tina's mom.
Why am I forgetting her like successor on SNL? Oh my God. And Skeleton Twin.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Name escaping me.
Skeleton Twins is such an interesting first Kristen Wiig, like your go-to.
My
Kristen
go-to.
Wiig. Yeah.
Well,
it's a great movie though.
It jarred me. Like I just remember just like, oh wow, Skeleton. Like
I think
cool.
Every comedian's like first. I don't know if it's her first dip into like a really serious role, but it felt like a hard stop after Bridesmaids to go straight into, and it's Bill Hader too.
Oh my God, I love Bill Hader when he gets serious.
Yeah, they're like devastating in that movie. It's so good though.
Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig are like obviously Tina Fey, but like they are up in like this super high tier of like SNL for me. Like
you know
like
who also
dream teams.
But just speaking of hot SNL alum,
yeah,
Sherry O'Terry is
oh
so
my
hot.
God,
yeah,
she's cheerleaders, the,
yeah.
Oh my the God. Who,
where is he? I don't know. Bobby Fischer. Yeah.
Sherry O'Terry. She was hilarious. Very underrated. Like an underappreciated.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
The whole cast with Will Ferrell.
She deserved what Gilda Radner had for sure.
Yeah. The whole cast with Will Ferrell like just got totally steamrolled. Like
who's
it wasn't Will Ferrell's
little,
fault.
The little gay monkey that they...
Oh, that's Chris Kattan.
Yes, Chris
he's
Kattan.
My
yes.
My dude.
I love him. He's
Corky
so
Romano.
Funny.
Oh
yeah,
my
he's
God.
Hilarious.
And he's a Mango. He's a Mango. And he's like always like making love to the camera.
He's kind of in the same. Hank Azaria and him are kind of in the same. Because Hank Azaria in The Birdcage is their gay pool boy, basically.
But
like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. And, but man, Hank Azaria, like he's
like, I'm a combination of Lucy and Ricky.
He's like sitting on thrones of cash.
Hank
from Simpsons.
Oh right.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Anybody
TV
that's
money's different.
Anybody in that Simpson, it's scary. how much they
are. Are the Family Guy people like that too? They must be.
Oh,
is Mila Kunis like filthy rich?
Oh yeah. They like, I can't remember all of their
Seth Green,
all of their net worths, but yeah, like anybody that's in those shows, like,
OG shows
that have been on forever and they will just continue their voices.
If I was in Modern Family, I would have been like, we're never finishing this show.
Yeah.
We're going to do this until I die.
Keep going. The kids are older and they'll just be the adults. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I think they could have made Modern Family last forever.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Cause that would have been true to the Modern Family thing. Yeah, because it
would have been getting more and more modern.
Dude.
Non-binary family.
Ed O'Neill coming back.
He's great.
To that show after doing Married with Children. Have you seen Married with Children?
Of course. My Christina Applegate awakening.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. And also, I mean, Peg Bundy. Hello. Oh, she's great, and dude, she's great in Motorcycle.
Sons of Anarchy.
Motorcycle Wars. Yeah. Yes.
Motorcycle Wars.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love. Did you watch Dead to Me with Christina Applegate?
It's
my favorite thing that she's ever done.
A little bit of it.
Besides,
yes.
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. But yeah, Dead to Me is amazing. Both seasons are incredible. She's so good in it.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, you should finish it. She's like prolific in it. She's really amazing. And Velma is in it as well. I can't remember. Natasha something.
Oh,
or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Sure. Going back to the Great Wolf Splodge. It made me think.
I love to go there.
Do you know about Meow Wolf?
No.
So Meow Wolf is like this. It's literally kind of like what we were describing. A Great Wolf Splodge.
Oh, is it? It's like a sexy.
It's Great Wolf Splodge.
Not that Great Wolf Splodge isn't sexy.
It's a
name a hornier place. You can't.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So Meow Wolf is like an artistic. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like an art installation of a bunch of artists, but like they create an environment that's like in a giant building. Mm-hmm. They got one in Dallas. We need to go together. It'll be really funny.
Okay.
But they have one in Vegas and they have one in Colorado too. But it's like different experiences.
Date.
Yeah. It's like a different experience. But it is, the pictures are like splooge on the wall. Like it's all like you kind of like discover like a crime. There's like a story going on, but it's all super abstract and it's crazy and it's all interactive and you like climb through these art installations and like it's crazy.
And by splooge you mean
paint, but like it looks like a splooge. For kids. Yeah.
Okay. You can't say that on here.
Cum. Yeah. No, you can say.
Oh, cool.
Say cum, splooge, sperm. What other words you got?
Sperm. Wow.
Sperm. Let's go down the Rolodex of sperm.
I think that's inappropriate. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. So, but yeah, that place is crazy. But it is a lot like the Great Wolf Splodge. The Spallaggio, the MGM Grand. So we have written down here, I've written down Prince Albert's.
Oh, yes, because I wrote down PP tattoos.
What? So what?
Not for this, I just.
I gotta look that up later.
Yeah, I just was curious. No, because I saw on Twitter some guy had a PP tattoo.
Okay.
And I just wondered what you thought of that and if you would like to see mine. No, I'm just kidding. First, what do you think about pee-pee tattoos? And then I have a follow-up question.
Pee-pee tattoos, I don't have any tattoos still.
But what do you think about them?
I think that's a decent place.
I think you have to be hard to get it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They could pull on. Can you pull on this?
Yeah, just put that over your shoulder. Get after it.
Yeah. You're going to need a surgical table just for this guy. Yeah.
Y'all have a dolly or something?
It's only going to come out if you got some treats.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need to bait it out. Come.
Yeah, you have to talk to it nice. Come on. Yeah.
Come here.
It can smell fear.
Yep. It'll bite you. Yeah. So yeah,
she bites.
I don't think I'd ever get one, but
if you did, what would you get?
It would be one of those where like
An optical illusion.
An optical illusion. 100%. Like an elephant trunk.
A dress that makes you look bigger.
A dress. It's like, oh yeah, it makes you look like you have a small waist. It's like, give me the opposite.
It's got inch markers, but they're smaller than real inches. Yeah.
It's like it's all measured in millimeters, but it's inches.
Yeah.
It's 40 inches long.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's a 12-footer. Yeah.
Is that the I would just put like a map of like my favorite theme park on there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's like you are here. It's just the urethra.
Yeah, we gotta check the foreskin.
What do you think about
foreskin?
Foreskins, yeah. Because there's a lot of movement of like
I can tell. I know a lot about them. Okay. Both from experience and also from experience.
Okay.
People go apeshit for them, first of all. Gay boys love foreskins.
They want the foreskin to have stayed on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know, I feel like it's pretty polarizing, but for a lot of people, it's a big thing. I'm not personally, I'm more of a minimalist as far as like work that I personally have to do. And so, you know, unsheathing a sword for 20 minutes doesn't, I'm just kidding, but I just, you know, they're fine. They're fine. And they're more sensitive. So that's, you know, that's easier for me. You know?
Oh, yeah. Right. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
They experience joy in a more extreme way.
Really?
Yeah.
They got more nerves and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's easier. I don't really have but people like to chew on them and stuff. I don't personally feel that way. People go at it like bubblicious.
Oh my god, let me bite on this sleeve.
Yeah, and then there's obviously, I actually don't want to get, I can't get into this.
Sure, we.
Yeah. Well, there's one part that's just, to me, I think it'll, I mean.
Docking.
No, docking's fine. I do that. Right. I do that right now. But no, it's like, oh, I hate to say this. Viewers, I'm so sorry.
You don't gotta. What is it?
Cheese. Dick cheese.
Grommet, more cheese, please.
Yeah.
So Wallace and Grommet.
Yeah, it's like a thing. And like, honestly,
spice cheese.
Yeah, I just think I'm not interested in it, but it does have its own
compartment. Cheese compartment.
No, but it has like its own, and no shame to anybody, but you're
for sure. No,
but,
no.
But gross. You know, it's got its own fan group and stuff.
Yeah.
The dick cheese. Yeah.
That has a fan group?
Yeah, people love it. Yeah, I know. I'm not personally in the, and like, not to kink shame, but also speaking of kink shaming, I think like we don't do enough of it. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think
it's hard to draw.
Gay people love to be like, any kink is valid. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I think some of y'all are fucking gross.
Dude, yeah, no, there's plenty where I'm just like, can someone yell at them, please?
I'm like, no kink shaming except for you. Pointing directly at somebody.
1 out of 10 kinks are disgusting.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
I
it's funny because like one time, because like, I guess this is kind of a kink, like I think like a lot of gay people feel this way. They think like armpits on guys are hot, which I do too.
There's a big armpit thing for straight guys to women, like the
100%.
I was pointing at an imaginary armpit in the corner.
I was like, the armpits in the room.
Cue armpits. Yeah. Let's go.
The armpit's right behind me, isn't he? No, but I said that I liked that on Twitter, and then people were in my DMs like, oh, you want to smell this nasty armpit? And I was like, no.
Clean one, please.
Yeah, I was like, you gross piece of shit. No, that's not that's not what I fucking said. You know? It's just like, that's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Different lanes for everybody, I guess.
Any of the kinks, like, it's all got to be clean. Like,
but like the smells thing is like its own.
Smells it. No.
Yeah, people, there are a lot of gay boys love like some stanky balls. You know, it's not me personally. Like, I'm like,
give me a stanky set.
Yeah, it's for me personally. I'm like, what if we all showered? Like,
you smell like balls. Yeah, that's not like the worst.
There's a part of Rick and Morty where Beth is like, I can smell your balls, and I was like, that's so real. Like,
if yeah, like if. If my wife ever was just like, you smell like balls, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. Like,
to me, it's not a good smell. But no. There's gay guys there that'll hit it like a pack of Whippets, baby. They will. God. They go apeshit for it. And, pack you of know.
Whippets. Whippets.
Have you ever done a Whippet?
No. I haven't done it. Like, they seem scary as fuck. Like, they seem scary, especially because if that's what took Steve-O down.
Yeah. Like, nah. That was where Steve-O drew the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't draw the line.
Girls
he did
that a lot of them. Got into Whippets, and they're just not for me. I don't like, I don't know. I'm not big on headaches personally.
It looks insane.
I'm also like not huge on being disoriented.
No, especially as I get older, I'm like, the more zeroed in, the better. But even then, people are like, well, have you done this? It makes you really focus. And I'm like, that still sounds awful.
Yeah, no. Whenever I was younger, I would hook up with frat boys, and you would have to like swim through Whippets in their house. Really? To get to their bedroom. Yeah, I mean, it was just like there would be them playing FIFA in the living room, and there'd just be like a pile of you'd be like a SpaceX testing, but no, it was like somebody cracking a Whippet. And never been for me.
Yeah.
What drugs have you tried? Do you feel comfortable saying that?
Oh, sure. I mean, really nothing crazy, just the usual. Well, no, I've got shrooms once, but I threw them up and it was brutal.
I love shrooms. They're fun.
That was just definitely everything always makes me paranoid. Like even weed will make me super paranoid, and
you just don't like to be inebriated.
I like inebriated drinking. I love, you know, but
heard of it.
Used to like it. I like the lucidity. I like being.
Have you ever tried cocaine?
No,
really,
still no cocaine.
Okay,
and especially now with the fentanyl being in it, I'm just like. Well, that ship has sailed. It's never going to happen for me. Yeah,
it is deadly. What other drugs are there?
I've
never done Molly.
Yeah, still no.
Molly seems fun, though. But I only know my total knowledge of Molly is from Project X. And I don't know anything else about it. Besides being around... They're filming another one. Besides being around
Project
people...
Project Y.
Yeah,
I bet.
No, it's like, I think it's Project XX or X squared or something stupid.
Of course,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, I never tried Molly.
Yeah,
somebody gave me a pill that looked like a transformer one time at the club, and I took it.
Whoa, it was probably just a gas station dick pill.
Yeah, well, it worked. Yeah,
I was like, I am Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your dick rolls out.
I turned into a big rig.
And starts doing dubstep.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the...
Megan Fox appeared.
Not K2, but the other one.
Salvia.
Salvia. Done that.
I mean, we did it.
Did we?
Together?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can't remember because it's like 15 minutes of like the most intense...
Yeah, we
like
we
intense
did it,
high, and then it,
we
and
did
then
it,
it goes
it was
away.
Horrible. It felt like
I liked it, but I was like, it's too immediate and too
it felt
intense.
Like, I don't know. It felt like I was on top of a moving car while someone blared trumpets in my ears. It felt crazy to me. And I remember. Do you remember what we did when we sang an insane rendition of Happy Birthday for like 20 minutes?
Oh, and so that was the second time doing that.
Okay, well, that was my first time, and it was literally, we did it, and then it was like, you fucking going,
happy birthday,
maybe that's why, I'm like, Salvia's scary, and it was just you scaring
me. It was just
me
being scary. Yeah. I was like, Eric, we're going to have to call the police. It's like, somebody put you down.
Well, like, they should hire you at dare rallies because it worked. I never did it again. Like,
you like this intensity? Yeah. You like the vibe I'm putting off?
We used to get high.
It's pretty scary.
We used to get high when we were younger and try to scare each other deliberately.
Oh, but see, that's probably where all my paranoia
now you can't do it without
Now I can't do it at all because it's paranoia. But The first time
Satan's gonna get you.
Satan's gonna get you. The first time I distinctly remember, this was Salvia. It's like you're falling down. I was sitting in the back seat of a car. No car was moving or anything. We're just in there
barreling down the highway.
We're going on 120.
Yeah, on I-35.
We got McDoubles in our laps. We're living large. No, but I'm. It's like someone built a display in like a Walmart of cereal boxes that was like a giant tower,
mm-hmm.
and I was at the top, mm-hmm. sliding and falling from the top, like through it, and it just never ended. And so it was just like different cereal boxes all around me.
Yeah,
and
you might have been asleep.
Yeah, I was just dreaming. Yeah. I was just hard dreaming for 15 minutes.
The bed dream.
I was like, after I smoked that thing, I fell asleep for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
the craziest. I
think actually, Salvia, the craziest part was how short lived it was.
That's what the draw is. It's like you just want 15 minutes of like a crazy.
Yeah, experience. It was exactly that. I only did it because I knew that Miley Cyrus had done it.
Oh, okay.
No offense, but she had said that she had done it, or like TMZ had said that, and I was like, I want to try it.
She's doing this. This gas station drug.
Yeah,
you can get anywhere.
Salvia was like so legal until like our generation started smoking it, and then they were like, you're done.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I feel like people were probably smoking it for generations, and then millennials were so annoying.
It was just in Marlboro Red 100s for a long time.
My mom had it in our front yard, and we didn't like. They were like. They're like, you have to get rid of that.
You smoke this?
Yeah. My mom, the Salvia dealer. No, I'm just kidding. But they're like pretty plants.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever seen the plant.
It looks like this. I pull one out.
So I've got some seeds right here. I haven't seen it in like 5 months. the vapes. Vape.
Uh-huh. Vape gods.
Epidemic. What is your opinion of them versus cigarettes?
Well, I started smoking cigarettes because I worked in the service industry, and it's kind of hard to avoid there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone smokes. It's kind of like the only time you get a break.
Yep.
And like if you don't smoke, like you really don't get breaks. Yeah, so you start smoking to get a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started smoking cigarettes, and I started smoking American Spirits, and it was just like.
But American Spirits are cool looking. Like
they're
cool.
They last really long. They last a long time because they're like hard packed in there.
That's part of the cigarette thing for me.
An American Spirit will knock your ass out though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was smoking all the time, and it was honestly disgusting. Like it just was gross. Like the butts were everywhere. Like your breath stinks.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. And then I switched to vaping. Because I thought it would at least be less disgusting, and I was right, you know? And that was kind of pre-Juul.
Interesting.
So there was only, like, these, like, weird vapes available. And then Juul came out, and once Juuls came out, it was kind of over. Juuls are, like, the granddaddies now of everything that we have. Because Mango Juul Pods, like,
If
you're old enough to remember Mango Juul Pods, they were the shit.
Right, right.
And it was kind of over from that point on.
I think...
And now we're on like the disposable. I'm on Mike Tyson vapes now.
Mike Tyson.
He's got great vapes.
Great vapes.
Yeah.
We got great vapes. Mm. Yeah. So I was like vaguely, I was like, yeah, cigarettes are cool looking. And then
it was a party with you when I smoked my first cigarette.
Though. Yeah, I'm sure it was. Yeah. And then, but then like vapes came along and I was just like, I can't.
Vapes were corny when we were in high school.
The
like
big corny machines.
that kid's hitting the back of a pistol.
He's a Ghostbuster, basically. he's got Slimer trapped in that bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at this juice.
Yeah, like,
and he's like two hands blowing a bassoon, just like.
Yeah, they were like rigs when we were. And that was corny, but like, and they had, I mean, I guess you don't really see the rigs as much anymore because disposable vapes have kind of taken over,
which is
terrible for the environment. Yeah.
Yeah,
but the rigs were like, I mean, they had settings, like it was insane.
It was kind of,
it was like an investment, but like to pull that out of your pocket was just like ridiculous. Uh-huh.
And people love, people will always love like customization. Yeah. And so the fact that you could just like, yeah, build your own character.
I wanted one because you could get one that like simulated like hookah where you could do smoke tricks with it.
Hookah was fun for our like our generation. We like had a prime. Lot of hookah.
Yeah. Because Drake was doing it and was like, okay, mm-hmm. let's do it too.
And then there was one in Waco and we were just like, we got, it's like, dude, this is the cool thing to do.
Well, because we weren't 21s, but we could go we to the could hookah do lounge.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go there.
And my dad, like my parents are fine with it. Mm-hmm. So my dad got me a hookah.
Throw on the coals.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was expensive to do at the hookah lounge.
Yeah. I didn't like the bog at the end. Like if you just sucked on it the whole night.
Yeah, of course. It's terrible.
The bog at the end, I was like,
okay. What's hilarious about that is I'm like, that bog's terrible. When you vape, like the bog, that just literally, it's probably my normal.
That's
now.
Your, yeah. Oh man, yeah, that's yeah. your zero. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Cause I didn't even think about like, there's some people that have lived for so long with like a cigarette or how many cigarettes each day yeah. or whatever. And like,
that, like, I was that, like,
oh, they don't have a zero anymore. Like there's
yeah,
not like
you're
a
below zero now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Below. Yeah. Interesting. But I feel that way. But now I'm kind of that way with fucking Celsius. Like,
dude,
you know what
dude,
I mean?
I'm
like
on
energy
Celsius
drinks?
Number two today. And the first one yeah. was a big one. Yikes. The first one was the ginormous one.
They're big. Wait. Don't tell me that. There's a big
yeah, there's
Celsius.
A big one.
I haven't had a big one yet.
There's a big one. It's like a Celsius and a half.
Yikes. Who knows what that's going to do to me when I'm 55.
Who fucking cares? The earth's going to be on fire.
We're not going to make it there, folks.
Literally.
All right.
There's not going to be a swimming pool, you stupid slut.
What?
You never seen that? It's from American Horror Story, and the okay. little girl, she's like, I want a swimming pool, and Jessica Lange's character is like, this is not gonna be a swimming pool, you stupid slut.
You've always done a good Jessica Lange.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any more Jessica Lange on the tip?
Here's the thing. Gonna be a swimming pool.
Let's dive into impression. Theory, because like I listen to a lot of like Dana Carvey talk yeah. on the fly on the wall and stuff, and like he talks about it a lot because he's one of the big ones of all time. But you always have to have like a line or like a yeah. sound that gets you in it.
Yeah, like if I'm gonna do an Irish person, I have to do a line from Dairy Girls, because there's a line where okay. she's like, Sarah down at the grocer, she's a lesbian.
That's really good.
And I have to do that line. And everyone has and that. You, everyone has an in.
And then you go in, and then yeah. you can do, and then you can basically do
yeah.
it. And I love learning, because like people can have really good impressions of the same person, but mm-hmm. they might have two separate in lines.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's always interesting. And
I know you're in for Stewie. And I know you're in for Stewie. Ian McKellen is. And if they will not be the same.
He will not be the same. Because yeah. he
chase.
And will not be the same. Sir Ian McKellen.
And if you do, Master Bilbo, you will not be the same. That's the best I can do. You have a better big boy voice than I do.
deep stuff. I mean, Your southern charm woman, like mine is always, mine's always gonna be really campy, but yours is pretty like
my Paula Deen will always, and it's funny because my Paula Deen impression is honestly an impression of an impression.
But to be fair,
because it's Kristen Wiig doing Paula Deen.
But she probably like
her in is my in. You know,
there's a thing about like your in is gonna you got hers, but now you can make your own thing of it.
Because she comes out and she's like, hi, science. How y'all doing? Y'all dingin'? Y'all dingin'? How's your mom? Y'all dingin'? Science, have you ever Googled on something for something and something else popped up? And I've done that. I love that voice. I do that voice like in my home.
Dude, hell yeah.
It's so funny. I'm like, we go in there and grab me a Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper.
I love the booter and all.
Booter and all. Science.
Seth Meyers.
Shout out Seth Meyers.
Shout out Seth Meyers. Who do you think will...
will replace Seth Meyers?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, it's too soon.
Not replace Seth Meyers. I'm saying 50th anniversary of SNL is coming up.
Oh.
People are assuming Lorne steps down or whatever.
Yeah. Tina.
I want it to be Tina.
It has to be Tina because
but it might not be.
Because I think Lorne, like, there's this kind of thing where he's kind of like unspokenly, evil, probably. Like he's probably.
I mean,
yeah, he's got to, I think to run that show, if you're requires.
If you're in all that old money, like
old money, I think like the old showbiz. I think to just probably run like the shit show that is SNL probably requires a bit of shitassery.
Sure.
And I think
constantly,
I just know from anecdotes that I think Tina Fey probably has a bit of that shitassery as well.
Oh, I'm sure. And but that's what makes her.
I also think she's got a great sense of humor too. I think she would be great. I think Amy would be great as well.
Her price might be too high. So Tina's price might be way too high.
I think that's kind of what I think about everybody that I think would do it.
But people think Seth because he was head writer after Tina.
Yeah, I think Seth would be great. Paula Pell, I think, was a head writer.
Yeah, she's.
I don't know if she would come back, but I like her. I like her writing.
She would be great. She did a book.
It was like, "Do you care to make love in that little space in between train cars?" And it was like a book of advice. But all the letters are answered by comedians. Ooh. And her chapter's great. Zach Galifianakis is in it. It's a great book.
Oh God, I love Zach.
Yeah, I have the book. You should read it. But
you're getting dangerously close to my shaft.
yeah. And his
first line of
his Purple Onion stand up is so good.
God, he's a legend. Just like getting recognition and fame. At 40 years old, like he just like,
you know, it'd be so good at Lauren. Sorry, to
no, go for it.
Tim Robinson would be, he would never do it, but he would.
They
I think
would never
he,
give it to him.
No, but he would. I think do a really great job.
It would honestly probably be the best choice.
Yeah, I think it would be like the freshest choice
because
for
SNL. The kid, like
exactly
when they started in 75, they were children.
They need to be progressive.
They're in their 20s. Like I was like. It is crazy.
And the kids love Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking I love Tim Robinson. Like,
he's so funny.
Crazy good.
I gotta figure out how to make money off
of this. gotta make money off of this. Who else? There was one like there's also Keenan, which they might just because he's such
Keenan
a household.
Or even Bobby Moynihan, I think, would be great.
Bobby Moynihan's canceled.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, dude.
What did he get canceled for?
I think it was underage text.
No way.
Yeah, I think. We'll allegedly.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Moment of silence.
we love Bob.
I know he is at stupid where they're making fun of Jeff Foxworthy's group. And they all have catchphrases. They're all like stand-up comedians that only rely on their catchphrases. And Bobby Moynihan's is slap it, pap it,
wah. Yeah.
Wow, R.A.P. That
we will
sketch.
We will say allegedly because it didn't immediately pop up, but they might have some PR people burying it. I can't remember
what if like this is like what uncovers it.
Oh
like,
my God, I hope not. But then we'll be famous.
You're like, we'll ride that straight to the bank.
Yeah. What were we talking about right before SNL? Oh, yeah. Impressionist stuff. Mm-hmm. I love, like, so do you like more? What do you like more?
Boys.
someone that does an extremely accurate impression or someone that takes it, spins it?
I think, like, an accurate impression is like a, am I too hot? Sorry.
No. I'm trying to get the headphones right.
An accurate impression is more like a marvel. It's like looking at the St. Louis Arch. Yeah. It's like, that's incredible.
Right.
But as far as like being funny, like it was just about being funny.
It's funnier. You know? It's funnier.
It's not that Kristen Wiig really she does sound like Paula Deen, but it's not.
She's doing extra.
It's not like that could be Paula Deen. It's too far to be Paula Deen, but that's what's funny about it.
Tina doing Sarah Palin is like extra. She's doing some extra.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell doing George W. He's doing a lot extra.
Yeah.
Like he's going like.
Kind of. George W. is such a. But he kind of is like
strategic. But like the super relaxed. Like.
But there's like guys on TikTok that do like. And if you close your eyes, like it could be them.
Sure.
And that is a marvel. But as far as it being. It becomes funny what they're doing with it. Like it would be funny to do that if they were doing something funny with it. You know what I mean? But they're just doing the lines and they're doing them exactly how it sounds. So that's cool. But it's not funny.
Jay Farrow blew everyone away when he first, like, because no one had done
Did he do Will?
No one had done Will Smith
yeah.
before on like on a mainstream yeah. media. And it's
a good
like,
one to do.
I'd love to do it.
Oh my God. How do you feel about are you gonna do Will Smith right now?
I could.
Let's hear it.
He's like Jada. Wow.
That's all he says.
That's all he says.
Oh my God. Do you remember when I did Shrek and I had to play Eddie Murphy?
You were, you did it. You're just like, I'm going to do Eddie Murphy.
I'm so glad there's not footage of that.
Sure.
I'm like, literally when I was auditioning for it, I was like, or I was just auditioning for the show. I didn't audition for that role. And I was like, is this
all right?
I was like, I'm not sure we should be doing this, you guys.
You know how I auditioned for MCC Theater? Is with Morgan Freeman's monologue from Shawshank Redemption, and I was like, are you gonna change it up? I was like, no, I'm gonna just do Morgan Freeman. I'm
just doing Morgan Freeman.
I was like, oh, 17,
that's a classic voice.
17-year-old white kid doing Morgan Freeman voice like for perfect. College.
Yeah, they're like incredible.
You're hired.
He's got no spatial awareness. You're hired.
Like, and I was like, they're gonna love this. Yeah. Like, and God bless him, the professor, like. I can't wait to have him on the show if he's listening.
Who?
KP.
Oh, okay, that's yeah.
And he was like,
"Oh yeah, KP."
Does
he listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
Send it straight to him.
If you take it
to his office.
I'm going to show up at his office. Like yeah. one day when I'm free, I am going to.
He
show
would
up
listen
him.
To it.
I am going to show. He up loves to his you. Office. But yeah, I want to talk to him about if he remembers that audition and just be like, because I was just like, they're going to be so impressed with this voice, yeah. like this Morgan Freeman impression.
Yeah. I mean, that we were very gumptious during yeah, like that era of our lives.
Man, there the yeah theater stuff.
And they really didn't help because they put us in everything. Right yeah, they were just like, and then they gave us every role that we wanted.
So I think
it really
was just a lot of confidence, just like just yeah
it was carrying us,
and we would pump each other up and just, yeah this is awesome, this is and we it would. Was it honestly.
We were good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Our balloon heads were pretty floating us.
Yeah, sometimes it would get me into trouble because I'd be a big old dickhole, but...
What, like a diva? I don't remember yeah. having diva moments. I do remember... Okay, we did Spamalot, and Eric was King Arthur.
Yeah.
I was Sir Robin.
Spamalot, for those that don't know, it's a musical version of Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail.
Yeah. And so the second act... There's like a musical cue and then Eric has to gallop on. And the whole time I'm playing, I don't remember who I was playing, but I'm playing somebody hiding behind a bush.
The chicken one. Yeah. The chicken knight, whichever one has the chicken on his.
Yeah, whatever. I was playing Robin and I had to be hiding.
Sir Robin, brave Sir
yeah.
Robin.
That's what you had to hide behind a bush. But my cue was Eric entering the stage. And it was also not only my cue, it was the cue for the entire second act of the show to start. And so... I'm sitting behind this bush. I'm in squat position. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, you're working.
Yeah, the curtains are open. I'm sweating through my repurposed Annie wig that I'm wearing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And his little lead up music plays. They're leading him in. No Eric.
And I'm not there.
And it's just dead. It's just dead air except for this like 8 bars of piano music that they keep playing over and over again.
I think I live that moment. Once a month.
And I just hear somebody screaming in the wings, he's in the dressing room!
And I'm sure everybody in the audience heard. And it was a special performance for like the donors.
Yeah, that was like our, if we like did, you got like a scholarship.
I will not shit on any stage manager. Like it was not their fault. I feel like I just, maybe I didn't hear them tell me. I don't know.
What's hilarious too is, the cameras that we had, different cameras.
Their work, it's all on film, I believe.
Yeah, so there's cameras of us waiting on stage, and there's a camera that was on Eric in the green room just being a jackass while we were all waiting for him. And he's just like goofing off.
It kills me to this day that I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah,
because
it's a nightmare scenario.
Most of the time, like while I'm in there, I'm just like, we're taking a pretty long intermission. Yeah,
yeah. It's is a long one.
I'm getting a little too relaxed in here.
Yeah, people.
Can we start this next half? And, yeah. And like somebody peeks their head. I was like, where are you?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. And I just stroll on there like I'm. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm so confident. I'm just like, hello! Yeah.
And the orchestra leader is like doing the same eight count, just like looking they
got
around.
They got a. Oh, man.
Incredible. I think about it fondly now. I don't know how you feel about it, but I love it. I loved it as soon as it happened, though, because I knew on stage while I was waiting, I was like, Eric's fucking up. I thought it was so funny.
We also thought,
I was like, this is him fucking up right now.
Every time we would mess up.
If you just messed up a word, I would bring that word to Eric in the wings.
Yes, yes. Because we would call it a skeech.
Yeah, a skeech.
Because we would honestly try very hard. Yeah. Like we would put.
But you mess up, it happens.
And when you mess up, it hurts so bad because you think Lorne Michaels is in the audience.
And we've talked about this before, but like. You can have the funniest joke on earth, but if you flub your words a little bit, like,
you're fucking toast, dude. Yeah, because you can't say words right,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, because the audience just immediately is like, oh,
it's like, yeah, you're trying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. There's this joke on this girl's hosting a variety show on Drag Race, and she comes out. Her name's Roxy Andrews, and she comes out and she's like, she's making a glory hole joke, ooh. And she goes like, with the glory hole.
Oh. And it's just so, walk off. Just walk out.
And
stage
the crowd's
left.
Like, oh,
dude,
yeah.
You're fucking toast.
But
bitch.
Anytime me or Eric just had any sort of mispronunciation or anything like that,
you can't.
We could count on the other person to come in and be
at
like,
at least 24 hours of just like going after that one word until somebody else messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man,
it was great.
Yeah, we and. Because
there's nothing funnier than somebody messing up their words a little.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when you knew, like, if they hadn't messed up those words, it probably would have been a real good. Like,
a skeech the beginning of the last podcast episode when I said grasoline instead of gasoline. And I mean, as soon as I did, I was like, fuck. Like, cut it.
I might just play both of them. I don't know.
Yeah, if you could actually, that would be funny. Yeah.
Play the whole first one and then just completely start from the beginning. And like,
make them listen to both days.
People will just be like, oh, I think my Spotify just skipped. I think my Apple.
It's funny is at the end of it, I go like, I'm like, cut that.
There's been a lot of because of just me not wanting to edit so aggressively.
Editing, like, so exhausting.
I also like that it's Big Naturals.
Yeah,
Big Natural.
Shout out Big Naturals.
Voice, like, yeah, like I'll have like Curtis will be like, oh, cut that, and I'll be like, yep, and I just want. Yeah. I'll just leave it right in.
Yeah.
Because I think it's funnier the natural.
It's conversational.
The Big Natural.
Yeah, it's big, it's natural.
It's big, it's natural. It's great stuff. But
it's big, it's natural, and it's given me a bone. It took too long.
So do we want to dive?
Did I get to PP tattoos?
We did that. Do we want to dive into Second City this episode or save it? Save it for now.
Let's just save it.
Okay, because I feel like we could do pretty much a whole half episode on Second City.
We could do a whole episode, like getting deep into like what we were actually doing as teens and young adults.
Performer. Yeah. Just like.
Because we were blowing stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, we were blowing stuff up.
Yeah, I was. Oof, I could do a whole episode on what I was blowing. Smoke.
Yes, hookah smoke. Anyways, so let's get to plugs. We're plugging your gaming, streaming,
gaming TikTok. Which by now. By this episode, I'm assuming
2 million.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Live viewers.
I'm assuming
every
you saw
hour.
It on Good Morning America this morning. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't, it's Michi Games with two S's.
The next ninja.
Yeah.
Do you have a are you just, I guess you would just be Mitchy. Like, I guess.
Yeah, Mitchy is like what I'm.
Mitchy, that you're going to be your ninja, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have like an OnlyFans, like a porn name, but I don't, it's just like something, it's because Drake's is Champagne Poppy. And mine was Michelada Poppy, because Mitch a lot of Poppy. But that's not what I like. Mitchy is like, one of my friends started calling me Mitchy when I was like 22, and I just kind of ran with it.
Yeah.
I like Mitchy. It's cute.
Yeah. I cool. Okay, yeah. So follow Mitchell on TikTok, Mitchy Games. And follow Worst Impressions on TikTok. It's Worst Impressions. Just search Worst Impressions with Eric Anderson. You will find it. If you have any more suggestions or any impressions you would like us to do on the show or on TikTok, please submit them in the comments on TikTok, in the comments on YouTube, because we are on YouTube. You can, if you want to just like play it on YouTube, like on your computer, you can. And then you can also email me and the show directly at worstimpressionsworldwide@gmail.com. That is worstimpressionsworldwide at gmail.com. And what else? Yeah, follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And maybe by the time this comes out, we might have like a Patreon and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're still working on the 10,000 downloads by the end of the year.
Yes, for a nudie calendar.
My nudie calendar.
We're going to do, it's a big natural calendar.
Big naturals. I'll have my naturals.
All the guests oiled in big up. Naturals. Yeah.
Whoever wants to be in it with me, sure. That'll be great.
We need people to do the posing, and then we need people that we can Photoshop their big naturals onto other people.
Yeah.
So we need big natural donors.
We could, yeah, we could photo, yeah, we could give everyone.
Please show us your big naturals.
Sorry. Whenever Mitchell thinks about naturals, he just thinks about a kid.
Whoa, like, whoa. That was an adult's voice.
Yeah, it's okay. Sure.
She's an old lady.
Please. Show me your big naturals.
She has a speech impediment. She don't read so good.
She don't read so good.
Yeah, exactly.
She just wants to see big naturals. Good God. All right. Well, you have anything last to add?
Look at, I'm making this turtle hit the dab. That's why we need video. I'm making the stuffed turtle hit a dab right now.
Oh, yeah. You'll get to see all my stuffed animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Our stuffed turtle buddy. All right. Well, that's Worst Impressions signing off. This was a Mitchy bonus episode.
Love ya.
Thank you for watching. Spay and neuter your pets. Good night.